How does a person bring up children correctly in our times? How do you discipline a child and make the child's tarbiyat? One is, when we expose the children to unnatural things. Right? He's like a sugar patient, now you're putting all the mithai, barfi, everything in front of him, saying, don't touch. Now how he's not going to touch? So the children, when we expose them to the wrong, and then we expect them not to get involved in the wrong, then how are they not going to get involved in the wrong? Right? That's one. The other thing is, children are not weeds. Today, the children must just be there. They must sort their own life out. The parent is not getting involved with the child. The relationship between the parent and the child is not there. The father, he's gone to work. The mother is a taxi driver. She takes madrasa, bring back. She's shouting all the time, screaming because she's so stressed. That's it. That's how the child is growing up. Now, when there's two bulls in the kraal now, till the child is small, there's only one bull in the kraal, the father. Now when he comes now 15, 16, 17, now they've got two bulls in the crowd. Because now he's starting to have a mouth now. He's starting to get an attitude now. And now he doesn't have a relationship with his father. So how is he going to listen? So how the tarbiyat going to get made? No tarbiyat going to get made. The tarbiyat starts from before the child is born. Right? The first thing the father has to do is choose the right wife. Because when he's choosing a wife, he's choosing a mother for his children. He's not just choosing a wife, he's choosing a mother for his children. So it starts over there. Then the tarbiyat of the child is already taking place while the child is still in the mother's womb. Before even conception, what foods we eating, what we involving ourselves. All that has an effect. So much so, that if we don't read the dua before engaging in relation with our spouse, we don't read the dua. Shaitan joins in that also. Shaitan joins in that also. Now later on, you wondering, I went wrong with this fellow. Why? From before, Shaitan was already involved there. So to read the dua. One youngster, yesterday he's telling me, he said, Morana, I need a lot of help, man. He said, but the one thing helping me is I've got a very strict wife. She's keeping me in line. See, the wife you choose. Wife you choose is very important. That's why listen to the elders when you want to get married. Don't just make your own choice and do your own thing. So, it starts all from there. The seed must be right. Then after that, what's the environment in that house? Are we just fighting, shouting, TV is coming on, music is on here? What's the environment in that house? Then what ta'aneem are we giving the child? Are we taking the child to the majalis of the Ahlullah? Are we giving the child all the proper dini tarbiyah, dini ta'aneem? So all that has an effect on the tarbiyah. But to answer this question, the most important thing is the relationship we have with our children. Right? Because sometime a family could have been in Jahiliyyah, right? So they wouldn't have worried about doing all these things. But if the father has got a good relationship with his children, they will listen to him. Later on when the father realizes, this is wrong, that's wrong, we have to make this change, we have to make that change, they will listen to him because there's a good relationship. But when there's an estranged relationship, then it's very difficult. And today this is the biggest problem, that there's an estranged relationship between parents and the children. The only window the child got to the father is when he does something wrong, the mother can't handle it, complains to the father, father comes like a 10-pound hammer. That's the only thing he knows about his father. He doesn't know another side of his father. You see here in the madrasa, to teach Hebrew is very intense. You have to get a lot done in a short time. Right? And you have to get the child who wants to play, you have to get him to understand that you have to capitalize on your time. And our time, there was an easy way to do it. It was called a stick. So the stick just sorted everything out. But it wasn't the right way. So now, in this zamana, the ustads, they got a big challenge, right? So I tell the asatiza, they see once a week, take your class out, go play a game with them. Go just take them out, go ride the horse, go take them out, let them kick the ball, let them play volleyball, let them run, whatever, but you be there with them. Why? Because the only thing this child knows about this ustad, he's a monster. Cleaning, that's the only thing he knows about the child. The child knows about the ustad. So now when you take the class and you go out, now that student who's weak, who you can't show him attention, the only thing you're showing him is shouting because he's struggling. But now when you go out, you don't have all those tensions. So now, you can play with him. He can see a different side to you. He can see that you're also human. Build a different relationship. You know? So fathers have to take out time. Take out time to spend with their children. In that time you spend with your children, tarbiyat will get made. Because now you see how your child is talking. You see how your child is walking. You see what wrong your child is doing, you'll be able to educate the child. But if there's no relationship, how are you going to sort things out? How are you going to sort things out? So the relationship between the father and the children, paramount importance for tarbiyat. Then you've got to give them the right ta'lim. You have ta'lim at home. You've got to lead by example. They've got to see how you are. They must follow the same thing. It's a whole topic to go on in different times. Right? Now you got a 2-year-old child, 1.5-year-old child. You can't shout the child. Children at that age, their job is to test your patience. That's why it's called terrible twos. Now the father, he wants to spank a 2-year-old child. He's making zulam. He's making zulam. A mother now, she's hitting the 2. It's zulam. You can't do that. Allah gave you a child. That's abuse. You can't do that to the child. At most, the child is really, you know, throwing a tantrum and whatever. Like, you may give the child one small thing on the hand there. Just to bring the child to its senses. But to hit the child, leave marks on the child. And we think we're making tarbiyat. What tarbiyat is that? You can only start making the child's tarbiyat. I'm talking about from a reprimand thing. After the child is 6-7 years old. Prior to that, you just keep giving them good counsel. They're children. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make them read namaz when they're 7. Then you get the other kind parent, Allah. They want to live their dreams through their children. Their father, he never became Hafiz. His father was telling him to become Hafiz. He never became Hafiz. Now this fellow is barely 2 years old. He must become Hafiz now. They put pressure on the children. And sometimes the child can't make it. He just, he doesn't have the half his eye, he can't make it. They driving. So don't do that also. You have to live your dreams, not to your child. No, you didn't do your thing, now your turn is gone. Now he will be good in his ways. He will be good in his ways. But some pressure is needed also. If my father left me, I don't know where I would have been. The first time I said, no, I want to leave madrasa. He said, okay, come away. And you get this with parents. Sometimes you get students come. When students come to the Darul Uloom, first 2-3 weeks, they're crying, they're missing home, they want to, and some of them, the first Wednesday, they get their phone. Hey, Wednesday night, the father is here. No, he can't make it. He came to fetch him. His mother is crying. He came to fetch him. Hey, give a man a fighting chance. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks. After that, he's still crying, then no problem. Take him away. For now, he doesn't know what's good for him. He's feeling strange. He's in a new place. Just give it a couple of weeks. No, they just throw in the towel. So those parents also, they're not doing good for the child. The father has to be a bit firm. Like one student came one time, now he wants to go home. The father came, called him in the office. The Mohana said, we didn't force him to come here. He said he wants to come. Okay? So he's here now. He's saying he's missing home and all that. I don't want to hear those stories. He must finish the year. End of the year, he got something else he wants to do. No problem. We'll talk about it at the end of the year. But this year is non-negotiable. He said he wants to come here, so he must pull the year. Now the child is learning and carrying on. See, the father has to be also a little bit firm. So it's a whole vast topic. But if I can just sum it up in 2 words, right? Relationship with your children. Have a positive, good relationship with your children. Don't just be like a drill sergeant. They must know that you have muhabbat for them. You have muhabbat for them, you have concern for them. Then they will listen to you.